Those shoes, all those things we have been able to bless others with, and also with your tithes and offering, we're able to pay this place, we're able to use this equipment, but also we're able to reach people around the world. And that's what you guys must understand, is that when we record these messages, we put them up on the internet, and it reaches a lot of people. And these last couple weeks, we've lost the messages, so we weren't able to put them up. And that's why I feel that it would be best if we go live, because once it's live, they can see it live, and then once after it's live, it'll be recorded there. We won't lose it. It'll be recorded on our website. It'll be recorded straight to YouTube, so they will find them. Amen. And so I want to make that the goal. And because of that, if we do that, we'll be able to reach a lot more people. Amen. And I know that we as people, we're very visual. Amen. We should be very spiritual, but by nature, we're very visual. And because of that, video creates that visual. Amen. These picture creates that visual. How many of you guys enjoy this pictures that I put up there? Clap. One person. And it gives you kind of an idea, an illustration. Amen. Jesus, whenever he spoke with illustrations and stories and things of that nature. And so he made it very visual for people. And so we by nature are visual. And so we can use these great technology for good as much as the devil's using them for bad. Amen. And that's with you guys. But it takes all you guys, amen? But today we're going to talk in the power in prayer. Tell your neighbor, there is power in prayer. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I forgot to let the kids go. Kids, you guys are dismissed to class. They didn't want to stay. They're like, what? They were waiting. They were anxious. Amen. Now I want you to, okay, we all have somebody close nearby. Tell your neighbor, there is power in prayer. Do you guys believe that? Good. Now lay your greasy hand on the person next to you. Why don't you scoot over that way, and you and Mike can. I don't know if it's greasy. I just figured. I don't know. You guys were probably lotion. There you go. And I want you to repeat after me. Dear God, give this person whatever you would have for them today. I pray that you give them power and knowledge. That when they leave this place, something will be different. And they will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you have your phones on like me, turn them off, please. Or turn them down. You don't have to turn them off, but sorry about that. So I want to talk to you. Turn me down just a little tiny bit more. Just a little tiny bit. Okay, that's good. I want to talk to you about prayer. And I want you to go to Matthew 26, chapter 40. Matthew 26, chapter 40. Now, I was thinking about prayer because prayer is powerful, amen? But there's different types of prayer. And I'm not talking about prayers in specific, but I'm talking about the way we pray to God. So I want to tell you about three that I can illustrate for you. Okay, so I'm talking as you get to Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Three prayers that I can tell you. The first one is talking, right? When you talk to God, that's a form of prayer. You're talking to God, you know. You're praying. That's a form of prayer. The second one is confessing. When you confess to God, right? The Bible says that we had to confess our sins to God out loud, right? And pray for Him to come into our lives. And so that is confessing. First, we must confess of our sins, confess of all our wrongdoing, our animosity, or whatever it might be, right, to God. There's one talking, just like I talk to my kids, father and daughter, son and father. You can talk to your Heavenly Father. The next one is confessing. And the third one, I want you to understand, is praying in the Spirit. Okay? That is powerful. When you begin to pray in the Spirit, that's when miracles happen. We've had miracles in this church, and when we got together and we began to pray for something great to happen, and a lot of you guys said, I felt something. I felt my body like burning. I felt some fire within it. That was the Holy Spirit flowing through your body. We were praying in the Spirit. And people were healed of many things. Amen. So let's go to Matthew 26, 40. I'm reading off the NIV. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked. Peter, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I want you to repeat. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I want you to understand that. Keep that. 43. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, at the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. That's 46. So, sounds like I'm crunching a donut or something. So, here's what happened. Jesus was praying. He was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was praying. He was praying very hard. He was praying. Now, the Bible talks that he was praying for an hour. He comes back out. His disciples are sleeping. He told them to pray. Be watchful. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So he goes back in, prays some more. Comes back out. They fell asleep again. He goes back in, prays some more. Comes back out. They're still sleeping. Right? Now, it's not looking very good for the disciples. They look pretty lazy, right, at this point. But here's the thing. I believe Jesus was praying for 3 hours. He went in three times. Now, for you guys that have been here for a very long time, there's a series of Power of Three that I preached. There's something within that. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And so, Jesus prayed for a very long time. Every day, he prayed for a very long time. Every day. Now, if we could be honest for a second, a lot of us will only pray for like 5 minutes and sometimes we fall asleep. I know I've done that. I'm praying. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get on my prayer. Get on there. I'm kneeling down. I'm praying to God. And all of a sudden, I'm passed out. I wake up. I was like, oh, God, what happened? Start to pray again. Now, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Time spent in prayer is not time wasted. It is time invested. Understand that. I'll say it again. Time spent in prayer is not wasted. It is time invested. If your return is small, if your return of investment is small, then it's because you're not praying. You're not praying a lot. Yesterday we came in here, a couple of the guys, we came in here, we were playing basketball. Now, I was dunking on everybody in my mind. You didn't let me finish. But in reality, I spent some time on the floor. I saw that the floor was dirty. I felt that I needed to mop it with my own shirt and my own face. And then while I was out there, while I was down, I prayed. I prayed. I said, God, help me to get up. Don't let me stay here, Lord. See, we came out here. We were shooting around. We didn't make a basket for a very long time. We were terrible. I told Mike, good thing we don't have a church team. We would be the losing disciples. He said, let's play against the women. Then he probably said, probably not, because they'll probably beat us. In high heels. Yeah, we couldn't make it. We played horse, and it took us like very long, and finally, you know, switched it up. But we weren't good. Now, back in the day, I was real good. I used to hoop it up, but I used to practice a lot. Now, understand this. You can't win a championship if you're not willing to practice, right? You cannot win in life if you're not willing to pray and pray hard. That's your investment. What you're putting in is you're practicing. When you're praying, it's like your practice. You're building something within your realm. You're building something within your life, within somebody else's life, within your friends, your circumstances, your situations. A lot of people, they just want to say, well, nothing's happening, Lord. And they spend more time complaining than actually praying and thanking God. And then some people, they like to say, well, I believe in God. Nothing good ever happens to me. Well, the Bible says in James 2 that you have not because you ask not. That's why I tell you guys, when we're praising, when we're worshiping, open up your mouth. Say something to God. Say something. Tell him something. Begin to tell him thank you. Begin to tell him, God, I know you have the power to change things in my life. If you're being quiet all the time, you're not allowing God to move in your life. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're dealing with. He knows your circumstances and situations. But if we don't open up our mouth to him, if we don't pray to him, we're not letting him control of our situations. So does God need permission? Is that what I'm saying? He kind of does. He is a perfect gentleman. Just like when he saves you, you got to open up your mouth. He doesn't come into your life and just say, I'm in total control. No. You got to give it up to him. You got to say, God, here it is. Here, You take control of it. I messed it up. I messed up my life. I messed up my marriage. I messed up my household. I messed it all. You take full control of it. And then you allow him. He's a perfect gentleman. He gave us free will, free choice to either worship him or not worship him, right? To either follow him or not follow him. See, there is nothing more important in your life. Let me tell you something. There is nothing more important going on in your life than your daily contact with God. That should be number one priority. Listen, I know life can get pretty crazy. We got this going on. We got that going on. We got this, that. And sometimes we run ahead of God. We want to do ministry. We want to do this. We want to do that. And we begin to run in front of him and say, well, I'm doing this for you, God. But yet you didn't talk to him first. You didn't wait it for directions. Sometimes it's good to do good things. But they can become bad things very easily when we don't wait for an answer. It is out of our goodness of our hearts, right? People can take advantage of us out of the goodness of our hearts, right? Because you want to do good things. And people will begin to take advantage. But if you stay prayed up, and if you listen to God, then everything will be a lot easier. Doesn't mean you're not going to have trials, circumstances, things coming at you. No, no, you're going to have them. That's regardless. You're going to have them. But your spirit is going to be strong when you're praying. Daily contact with God is the key to his power and your strength. Daily contact with God. Listen, try this, okay? Try this. Try it for 30 days. Be consistent for like a month, okay? Wake up in the morning, give him thanks. First thing you do, before you get out of bed, before you start going crazy, before you make your coffee or whatever, just give him the first. Give him thanks. Thank you, Lord. Just talk to him just a little bit. Give him some praise. I guarantee you that if you begin to do that, whatever circumstances come at your way during the day, you're going to be able to handle them a lot better. Lord, give me strength, Lord God. Give me peace. Give me understanding. Whatever comes my way today, Lord God, help me deal with it appropriately, Lord God. Help me to have a good day. I will have a good day. I thank you, Lord, for this day, right? This is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's what King David said. He said, this is the day that you have made for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will worship you. So, daily contact with God is the key to his power and to your strength. What do I mean by that? How many of you guys eat food? Some of you guys don't eat food? You're on water diet. It's called fasting. See, when we eat, right, it is nutrition for our body. Well, somewhat, unless we're eating none but McDonald's or something. Then it's not. It's not. I don't care how much you're going to pray for it. It's not. Okay. Peace. That's what we ate yesterday. But listen, our food is nutrition for our body. Sometimes when we're weak within our body, we lack some type of nutrition. Sometimes when you get a little dizzy and you've been out here in the sun and in the Arizona weather in the summer, right? If you're working hard outside, you start to sweat a lot, and then your body begins to get a little dizzy, right? What is it telling you? You're dehydrated. You need some water, right? So your body lacks certain nutrition. Okay? It is the same way that we need prayer for our bodies. The Apostle Paul said that he said in Romans 7:15, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. It's a little bit of a riddle. But what he's saying is that the things that he doesn't want to do, he does. And the things that he wants to do, he doesn't. A lot of us have great hearts and we want to do good things, but yet we go back into falling into temptation and our sinful ways and our sinful desires and lusts. It is because your spirit is weak, but your flesh is strong. What did Jesus say? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. All of us have a spirit, and all of us have a flesh. The flesh is what the devil deceived Adam and Eve. Here, this looks good. Try it. No, but God said not to touch that. No, it's good. Sometimes we do good. It is our flesh that lust after the worldly things. The spirit wants godly things. The flesh wants worldly things. Everywhere you go, the devil is tempting you with something. Everywhere. I don't care what it is. You can't even watch TV, regular TV, without some sexual act going on. And a bunch of nudity. And so the devil is trying to feed into your flesh. And if you're not praying, then you fall into those temptations. Your spirit is weak when you don't pray. Your flesh gets stronger. When you pray, your spirit gets stronger and your flesh gets weaker. I guarantee you, if you're praying, listen, when you guys are worshiping God, you guys are in the spirit. You guys are praising God, you guys are worshiping. It feels good. It feels great. You don't feel like punching the person right next to you. You shouldn't, I hope not. Because at that moment, you're beginning to be in the spirit. And when you're in God's spirit, when you're in your spirit praying, praising God, worshiping God, the lust of the flesh are not there. But when you're not in the spirit, when you're not praying, the flesh begins to get stronger. So some of you guys might be dealing with some certain circumstances. Might be time and time after again and again that you deal with the same circumstances and you begin to fall. Whatever it might be. Whatever that God might have delivered you from, or he's delivering you from, or you're struggling with, whatever it is, right? For men, it is very hard because you drive wherever, and sex is advertised everywhere for men, right? I could be driving down the freeway and I see a half-naked woman on the big old billboard. I'm like, Jesus, just trying to drive here, right? It's a big old neon sign. And it's something about liquor or something, whatever, right? But if I'm not prayed up, then I might lust after that. If I'm not close to God, if I'm not sticking in his spirit every single day, then I might lust after that. I've had plenty of offers to go places and in different situations and travel around the world and do all kinds of things. And those are, sometimes they seem like good situations, but I was prayed up and I listened to God's voice, and God's voice said, no, stay here. If I wasn't prayed up, I would have took off. Because who doesn't want to travel the world, right? I would have traveled the world and done my music, had fun. To me, whenever I do my shows, it's fun. It's fun. But I stayed prayed up. So, when you pray, your spirit is getting stronger. And your flesh gets weaker. You cannot be in God's spirit. You cannot be in his atmosphere in sin. You cannot be one with him in sin. It is only when we go throughout our day that we might fall down and do something stupid, right? But if you're constantly in his spirit, if you're constantly praying, then you're strengthening yourself to not fall. For instance, I had a guy cut me off. Well, he wanted to cut me off in traffic. And I like to praise God while I'm in traffic. And for some of you guys that don't know, I drive an 18-wheeler. And so I like to praise God and drive and keep myself from getting mad, right? If you're in traffic for a very long time, things get crazy. People are going to flip you off. People are going to cut you off. Stuff happens, right? And so I like to stay prayed up. I'm praying. I'm talking to God. I'm praising God. I'm worshiping. And things still happen. That doesn't mean things ain't going to happen. So a guy comes in and he tries to cut me off. We almost crash. I was watching him. He was coming pretty fast. And it was another 18-wheeler. Bad enough, it was the same company. My own company. So we almost crashed. He was trying to beat me to the destination so he could get loaded first. That's what he was trying to do. After I got off, I was like, was that worth it, man? You know, we could have crashed. If I wasn't prayed up and if I wasn't with God, I would have went back to my old ways and wanted to fight the guy. Right? Because now you're putting my life in danger for acting dumb. But I told him, I was like, you know, that was dumb. You know? That doesn't mean I can't tell him what needs to be said, right? I didn't cuss him out. I didn't, you know. But I told him, I was like, that's dumb, man. I was like, you almost caused an accident here. I could have hit you. He's like, yeah, but we didn't. This because I was paying attention. I go, now, isn't it funny? And I reminded him. I go, didn't somebody else try to do that to you and you were complaining the other day about that? He's like, yeah. Why would you do that? You know? But I was prayed up. So I was able to handle the situation a lot better, right? So my spirit was strong at that moment. My flesh wasn't strong. My flesh was weak. If I was in the flesh, if I was listening to DMX bumping, yeah, right? I used to do that, okay? I used to love me some DMX, okay? Move, get out the way. Right? If I was in back in those days, which I used to, that's how I used to cruise, right? And I used to race everywhere and cut everybody off. And then if somebody got mad, I wanted to fight them. My flesh was strong at that time. I wasn't with God, my spirit, right? I didn't pray to God. If somebody looked at me wrong, I fought them right there at the gas station. It didn't matter to me. So my flesh was very strong. I did everything. Everything of the world. But now, since I got to know God and I know how good he is, and so I stay in my word, I stay praising him, I stay prayed up, and those things do not affect me like they used to. My spirit is a lot stronger, amen? And it is crucial for me to stay prayed up, and you guys pray for me too, right? But it is crucial for me to stay prayed up because I got a job to do, right? I'm pretty sure you wouldn't follow me if I was over there fighting all the time and causing drama and, you know, and all this stuff. You guys wouldn't follow a pastor like that. I hope you wouldn't. I pray you wouldn't. Right? Now, there's people out there that follow some pretty crazy stuff, so. Amen? Now, I want you to understand something. Go to Genesis. Go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis 1, at the very beginning of your Bible. And God spoke. Genesis 1, verse 26. Genesis 1, verse 26. Now, I want you to understand something. There was a time where the disciples went out and they were praying for people. They were praying to cast out demons and they couldn't do it, right? They went out, they were like, yeah, we're the disciples, we're, you know, we're from Jesus, we're cool. We got his power. They were praying and they couldn't do it. They came back to Jesus and they said, how come we can't do it? He said, some things can only happen when you pray and you fast. Understand. Listen. Watch this. The disciples, when they were following Jesus, they didn't pray. They didn't pray. They didn't. So they couldn't do what Jesus did because they didn't pray. And when they tried to, they couldn't do it, right? They came back to Jesus. What did he tell them? Some things will only happen when you pray and you fast. You must be in prayer. You must fast in the Spirit. It's not after until Jesus went away and he said, greater things shall you do, go, reach them, all that. That's when they got together. They began to praise God. They began to worship God because he was no longer there, right? And they started praying. They started praising. They started worshiping. That's when they were able to do some great things for God. It cannot happen without prayer. Understand that. Now, Genesis 1, 26. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over the livestock and all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground. God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish. The Bible says that God gave us authority on earth. From the beginning, God gave us the authority and the power on earth. Okay? It says so right there. God gave you the power, the authority to rule over everything. Over the creatures, over the land, over everything. Right? What does that mean? Listen, it is very crucial that you know what this means because God is up here. We are down there. God cannot move on our behalf until we ask him to. He cannot do it. It says so on his word right there. So, who's to blame for everything that happens around the world? It is not God. It is mankind. Understand that, because a lot of people want to say, well, God sees it all. He knows what's going on. How come he lets all these things happen? All these bad things happen. Why does he let all these bad things around the world? Because he gave us dominion and power. In the King James, it says, he gave us dominion and power to rule over the earth, over the living things and everything, right? Over the sea, everything. He gave us that. So he can only move when we allow him to move on this earth. There's certain situations where he's going to take control. But when we're sitting here and asking God, well, you see everything, you see what they're suffering in, you see how I'm suffering, you see what I'm going through. Stop the whining and complaining and begin to pray to God. God, move. Lord, show me the way. But listen, don't just sit there and say, God, move. I'm right on that. No. You must be persistent. You must be praying. You must stay prayed up. And be specific in your prayers, because sometimes you leave it all up to nothing. You want something specifically? Ask him specifically. I'm talking like my wife now. Specifically. You're contagious. When I wanted a wife, I asked God specifically what I wanted in a woman. I wrote it down. I said a prayer. I wrote my prayer down. I put it in the back of my wallet. I carry my wallet on the front, so it's not back here. I do that because I'm a gangster. I come from the hood, right? And you put the wallet back there. Sometimes it was short. They could pocket it out. But in front, can't grab it. Just saying why. Not that you have to know. But I was very specific in my prayer. I put it in my wallet. A couple years later, he gave me my wife. Specific. When you pray, pray specifically. When you pray for somebody else, pray in God's spirit. Right? When you talk to God, pray. That's what talking. What did I say? The three. Talking. Three kinds of prayer. Talking, confessing. We must confess our sins, confess our lives, confess in order for him to be able to move and change us, right? So if I have a situation, an addiction or anything, I must say, God, you know my addiction. Lord, I confess to you. I'm sorry. I'm sinful. I've been doing this. And listen, God knows what you've been doing, but you must confess it. Okay? You must confess it, because when you confess it, you're allowing him to move on your behalf. And so when we confess it to him, and listen, we ain't Catholic. You don't have to go to a priest. Jesus is the main priest. So no longer do you have to go to a priest to confess your sins, but you give it to God. You give it to Jesus Christ. That's why he came, for our sins. So there ain't no Hail Mary, Mother. You ain't got to do all that. Go straight to the source. Listen, why would I go to a man when I can go to God? Yeah. Plain and simple. It makes no sense. What can man do for me? Say a couple prayers. That's what confession is. You just wasted your time because you could have been praying it to God. And God's over there like, look at all the people going in there. Wish they would come to me. Because that guy doesn't have the power. I do. Jesus looks like me, by the way. The Bible tells me so. He created us in his image. So, and now the last one I want to give you, the last one, Ephesians 6, 18. That's the last one I want to give you. Ephesians 6, 18. Ephesians 6, 18. It says, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times. Okay, listen. With all prayer and petition, it says, pray how many times? Everybody? Everybody? With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Persevere, perseverance, meaning don't just say a little prayer and that's it. No, no, no. Keep on praying. Keep on praying throughout the day, throughout the week, whatever. Keep on praying. And as we begin to keep on praying, we begin to thank him for what he's about to do in my life. I always thank him for what he's about to do in my life. I ask for prayer, right? I pray to God for something. I pray to him. I'm specific in what I want God to do in my life. Listen. And then I persevere. I thank God. Listen, there was times where my back was messed up. And I was going through physical therapy and they told me, oh, you know what? You're always going to have back pains. You're always going to have problems. Listen, I went through physical therapy for 6 months. My neck, I got in a bad accident. Totaled my car. Messed up my neck. My brain was so swollen that I was dizzy all the time. It felt like I was drunk. I couldn't go to work. Those are two different accidents that happened to me. Both times they said, you're going to have a back problem. This time they said, you're going to have problems. I prayed. I prayed to God. I was specific about it. God, let everything go back to normal. God, use me. Lord, heal my body. Heal my neck. Heal my brain. Everything. And then, even though every day I was dizzy for months, I thank God that he was doing it. I walked in it. I persevered. I got up every morning, no matter how much it hurt. I got up every morning and I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. You're going to do it, Lord God. I praise you. I thank you. I worship you this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Lord, you know what I need, Lord God. You know my prayer, Lord God. I thank you. I worship you every single day until he finally did it. Perseverance. Perseverance. Jesus prayed for a very long time. I'm not telling you to pray for 3 hours every single day, okay? Whatever time limit, that's between you and God. But you can be praying throughout the day. I'm praying throughout the day. I'm always talking to God. No matter what's going on, I'm talking to him. While I'm driving, I'm like, you see that guy? That was kind of funny, huh, God? That guy looked funny, right? You see that? Everything. I talked to him. If you saw me from another car, you probably thought I was crazy talking to myself. And sometimes I'm worshiping. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Perseverance. So with all prayer, petition. Petition means you come, you bring a petition before God. You said, this is what I need, God. This is what I need. And persevere. Keep on praying. Amen. Pray for the saints. Pray for everybody in here. Pray for me. Pray for everybody in here. Everybody that's missing today. Pray for them. Amen. You don't know what they're dealing with. You don't know what they're going through. Pray for them. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, when we begin to pray, something happens. Thank you, Jesus. Let us stand up. Go ahead and play something softly, Byron. Prayer changes things. And the Bible says that when you pray, believe that you will have it and it shall be done for you. So you must pray. And when you begin to thank God, you start believing in it. Because there's one thing that you can pray to God and not believe that that's going to happen. But when you start believing in God and God's power, in God the ruler, listen, you don't have to believe in anything that I say. That is your choice. But I'm telling you, if you want difference in your life, start believing in God and who He is. He is not like man. Yes, we were created in His image, but we are only a portion of what God really is. God is powerful. He breathed life into the earth. He said a word and everything was formed. He can tell the mountain where to move. He can break addictions, bondages. Jesus rose the dead back to life. Prayer changes things. Some of you guys are here because somebody was praying for you. Whether you believe that or not, some of you guys are still alive because a loved one was praying for you. Some of you guys have family and friends that are still alive because you guys were praying for them. Prayer changes things. Changes circumstances. It has changed my life tremendously, and it has changed my kids' lives. My wife, I prayed for my wife when she was on drugs. And it changed her. I prayed for my father-in-law. I prayed for my mother-in-law. They are both here. My mother-in-law is sick today. Things change. Amen? Let us pray. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what's going on in your life. But listen, I want you guys to pray. Usually I asked if you guys want to come up front and I'll pray for you. But today I wanted to make it very personal. I will stand here with you as you pray. But I want you to pray right there where you're at. For you, for your loved ones, for your situations. Talk to God right now. Let's do that. Take time. You can whisper it to Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to ask you, do you want to receive Him today? If that is you, I want you to put your hand up. Thank you, Jesus. Pray to Him. Talk to Him. Talk to Him right now. Talk to Him. Tell Him what you need. Come before Him with a petition of what you need. What you need today. What you need this week. What you need this year. I'm not talking about what you want. I'm talking about what you need. What is your spirit saying towards God? What is your spirit crying out to God? Whether it may be healing, whether depression needs to leave right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, yes, God. Lord God, we thank You for this congregation, Lord God. We thank You for every saint in here, Lord God. We thank You for every disciple in this place, Lord God. Lord God, we give them to You, Lord God. You know what they're dealing with, Lord God. You know what their problems and situations are, Lord God. You know what their addictions, Lord God. You know what the devil's been trying to tempt them with, Lord God. We rebuke every temptation right now in the name of Jesus. We call forth your spirit on them, Lord God, that their spirit may begin to get stronger, Lord God, that their flesh may begin to get weaker, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the miracles that are about to happen in their lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the things that are about to be broken in their lives, Lord God. We break every bondage, every sinful nature, every attack right now in the name of Jesus. We call forth healing in their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. We call forth healing in their minds right now in the name of Jesus. We call forth their spirit to be strengthened right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their families, Lord God. Touch our children, Lord God. Give us wisdom and understanding, Lord God. Give us strength, Lord God. Lord God, we give all our sins to you, Lord God. Forgive us of any wrongdoing, Lord God. Forgive us if we've offended you, Lord God. But we want to say thank you, Lord God, for dying on the cross for us, Lord God. We want to say thank you for always praying for us, Lord God. We want to say thank you for always being good to us, Lord God. Even when we ignore you, Lord God, you're still right there. Lord God, strengthen us to be closer to you today, Lord God. Strengthen us to walk closer to your walk, Lord God. To walk closer to you, Lord God. To talk to you every day, Lord God. To give you the first, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. To pray in the morning, Lord God. Yes, God. Let your spirit flow in this place and every individual in here, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. I want you guys to repeat after me. Lord, I want you to move in my life. Have your way within my life. Have your way within me. Let your will be done. Use me, Lord. I want to build a relationship with you. Let your spirit flow in my life, in my kids' life, in my family. Have your way. Lord God, just touch every individual, Lord God. And as they leave this place, Lord God, that something will spark within them, Lord God. You said your word will never go void, Lord God. Meditate this word within their hearts, Lord God. Begin to touch them, Lord God, even when they're sleeping, Lord God. Give them dreams and visions, Lord God. Give them wisdom and understanding to know your word, that when they seek it, you will be found. Open up doors that you would have to open in their lives, Lord God, and close the doors that you would have to close in their lives. Not every opportunity is a good one for them, and you know it, Lord God. So guide and direct them, Lord God, to know the truth, So when the devil comes and attacks them, Lord God, that their spirit may be strong and their flesh will be weak, and they will know and will be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy because they are strong. I thank you, Lord God, that you're strengthening each and everyone in here right now, Lord God. I thank you for what you're about to do in their lives, Lord God. And as they devote themselves to praying to you, Lord God, as they devote themselves to praising and thanking you, Lord God, that their lives will begin to change and that they will prosper in your ways, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Let them have a great day today, Lord God, wherever they go, that they may preach your gospel, that they may tell somebody about your love, that they will invite somebody to church next week, Lord God, that they will tell somebody about you. We thank you in your precious name. Amen, amen, amen. Somebody shout, Jesus! Jesus!